This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Denver will likely pay more than $500,000 to a George Floyd protester who claims he lost an eye after police fired rubber bullets at a crowd. The likely settlement comes just 1 week after the city paid more than $1 million to another group of protesters. Police have arrested a man in Black Hawk on Thursday and charged him with the murder of two unhoused people in Denver. Denverite's Kyle Harris reports police still don't know a motive.
Police arrested 31-year-old Tanner Fielder. He is currently facing two counts of first-degree murder. Earlier this month, a 31-year-old woman and a 43-year-old man, both experiencing homelessness, were shot to death on the South Platte River Trail in two separate incidents. Investigators were able to connect Fielder to the crimes through evidence found in a third incident where no one was reported to be hurt. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
Mourners gathered Thursday to honor a U.S. Marine from Conifer who died last month. A procession of military and law enforcement groups accompanied the body of Major Tobin J. Lewis from Centennial Airport to Evergreen, where he's being laid to rest. Lewis was among the casualties of an aircraft crash in Australia that injured 20 Marines and killed two others. The Marine Corps says the crash happened during international training exercises. Lewis was highly decorated and served 15 years with the Marine Corps. He was 37 years old. Jury selection started today for the first of three scheduled trials for the officers and paramedics accused in the death of Elijah McClain. The first trial begins Monday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.